simultaneously on growing pains.
Your term reports are due tomorrow, and they should be typed on a typewriter. You know that machine where you put the paper in and it goes...
Is Seth Lovick here?
No. He just stepped out for a second. He went out to polish his head.
I'll have to tell him that when I get home.
What?
He's my dad.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I feel like after all this time, I don't even know Lovick at all. And when he walks out of this building, he actually has his own life. I mean, what does he do? Where does he live?
The little gopher didn't even listen to me. So, as of the end of the semester, I'm fired.
Harold, look, I mean, this guy has really given me a lot. And I just want a chance to give him something back. Coach Lovick is a good teacher. He cares.
But he's not paid to care. He's paid to win football games.
Mike, Carol, please, let's go. They're talking about having you arrested.
I'm sorry, Mom, but I am in this thing, and I'm staying.
They'll have to bash us over our heads and carry out our limp bodies. Kids, will you please talk some sense to these kids?
Look, kids, here, I think that,
Jason, what are you doing?
I'm sitting in.
Embarrassed too.
Come on, let's do another test. At 1, 2, 3, 4, strike. 2, 3, 4.
Elizabeth, we're home.
Pump it. Way to go, Cindy.
Thanks.
You'll be feeling like Wendy in no time. Young man, when I was your age, we didn't have meat. This is an empty roll, and this is a full roll.
We love you, even if you have been exterminated.
Okay, Uncle Homer, I'll tell him you were stunned and saddened.
This was the most humiliating day of my entire life.
This is the most exhilarating day of my life.
Yeah, mine too.
I'm going to get to Wallace on a regular basis.
I was frisked by a fat woman.
Well, I was very proud of all of you.
Does anybody want to talk to Uncle Homer?
Ben, we don't have an Uncle Homer.
Very funny.
You guys haven't lived till you've been strip searching.
Anthony, I have a word with you in the kitchen now.
What is that?
cancer in there.
What'd you say?
Yeah, they were really upset. So I made them a peanut butter and jelly and marshmallow sandwich. I am Bush.
So you didn't see me, so you don't know me.
Bunner, it's all right. Wait, I'll just explain to your folks.
There you are, you little jailbird.
Richard, are you all right?
He ain't been all right since the day he was born.
Sylvester, please, I just want to say that Boner
here... Hey, the less said, the better. Get your butt in the car. Come on.
Richard, you are no longer allowed to play with Mikey. Take a minute and say your goodbye.
See you tomorrow, Mikey.
Later, Ball. Jason, kitchen, now.
Yeah, come on, Dad. We have to plan out our strategy here. All right, now, what's next?
Well, let me tell you what we did back in the peace riots of 1960, excuse me.
All right, I got it. Okay, now tomorrow, when the coast shows up for school, we're gonna...
We're gonna do nothing, Mike. I've had it. I've had my fingerprints and a very unflattering mugshot taken. And I've been suspended from school. Do you know what all of that means?
What?
It means that when I graduate, I won't be receiving the perfect attendance award.
Oh, no! What have I done?
Susan, they have been suspended from school. Carol's perfect attendance record is ruined.
Oh, no! What have I done?
Jason... There are times when I think that your sense of humor is a very attractive quality. This is not one of them.
Okay, well, what happened today, Maggie, was that our son, a boy who doesn't even know how to spell commitment, much less have one, today he puts himself on the line completely, not for himself, no, but to unselfishly help somebody else. A teacher, one of the enemy. I think this has been a pretty good day.
Honey, it never would have occurred to me to look at things that way.
Thank you. Now, what do you think?
I think you're a raving nutbox.
Oh, I'm not raving, baby.
Oh, yeah, and was Martin Luther B.B. King a fool, too? Now, where did Carol get these crazy ideas?
She inherited them. You're old enough to finally be told, Mike, your mother's wacko.
Dad, do you think I should give up?
Well, do you believe in this cause?
Well, I don't know about a cause, but, I mean, I just think that it is totally unfair for the coach to lose his job. I mean, out of all the teachers there at Dewey, he is the only one who believed in me. Dad, I just want to help the coach. Yo, coach, hey, did you see what was on television?
Beaver, why didn't you just shoot me?
Hold on there, Coach Lovett. You know what this kid did for you?
Golly gee, heck. Everybody knows what he did. It was on Action News. That's how my kids found out their old man's being fired at the end of the year.
Oh, Coach, look, I'm sorry. I didn't...
Oh, don't be sorry, because I'm not being fired at the end of the year anymore.
All right.
Now, you see, Superintendent Flagel, he doesn't like his schools being on the news. So he called DeWitt, and DeWitt called me, and he said, I'm gone as of today. Thanks, kid.
Cindy? Yes, honey?
You've been out here a long time.
Oh, well, I'm just waiting for your father to come home from driving around aimlessly.
Well, could you wait inside? It's cold.
Honey, you just go back inside. I'm fine.
No, you're not. You're pregnant.
Mr. Nuccio called from the next building. He saw the news, and then he saw you standing out here. He's ready to call 911.
Well, good golly to heck anyway. Pardon my French.
I'll be trying to phone you, Mr. Nuccio. Does a person have to be a Looney Tune just because they're out on their own fire escape in the middle of the night in their pajamas?
Why don't we just put a spotlight so the whole neighborhood can enjoy our shame?
Okay, see, you woke the baby.
I did not!
Elizabeth, what the hell are you doing standing up there in your PJs like some tart?
Graham, have you been driving around without your hat?
What? She said you've been driving around without your hat?
Thank you very much, Mr. Nocio.
Mom, you're talking to a man who drinks wine for breakfast.
Oh, all right, the kids, your dad's home now. I want you all to go to your rooms. He doesn't need to be reminded how many of you there are.
Could you please try and keep Dad from yelling and embarrassing all of us?
No, she couldn't.
Ow! Hi, Dad. Bye, Dad.
Good night, Dad. Night, Dad. Night, Daddy. Yo, Dad! Hi, honey. And how many times have I told you to wear a hat?
Elizabeth, the world is crashing and burning around us, and you're worried about my hat?
But the guy just said Baldwin has to watch it in winter.
Baldwin has to watch it all the time. You ever hear of birds?
Okay. You just sit there and gnaw on your salami.
I don't know. You work hard, you do a good job, and then there's a budget cut, and you lose the whole salon.
You can always sell medical supplies for Floyd's company.
You didn't call that idiot brother of yours, did you?
Oh, no, no, no. I wouldn't do that without telling you first. Besides, he wasn't home. And what is all this talk about selling medical supplies anyway? You're a teacher, and a good teacher. And honey, remember, those who can teach, those who can't sell suppositories.
Honey, I put in 12 years at that school. 12 years. What have I accomplished? I mean, we sacrificed a lot to get by on that kind of money.
That is because teaching is a calling from God.
Yeah, well, maybe this time he called the wrong number. I mean, this one kid walked up to me ever and said, "Yo, coach, you made a difference in my life." Heck, I'd settle for, I'm better off for having known you.
Well, I'm sure better off for having known you.
Honey, you mind if I have a little bit of time alone out here just to kind of sit and figure out what the point of everything is nowadays?
Will you wear a hat?
Yes, I'll wear a hat. There. See? The Empire's safe. Elizabeth, I think I need a little bit more time than that.
I thought maybe little Harvey here might just help me figure out what the point is nowadays.
So, Harv, what do you expect from this cock-eyed world, huh? Hey, I wouldn't mind clean diapers myself. What do you prefer, bottle or breast? Me too.
Yes. Do you have a number for the Seavers on Long Island? No, I can't talk any louder. This is a secret.
How stupid can I be?
Too bad Carol's not here to answer that.
Hi, Dad.
You've been out here quite a while.
Yeah, look, Dad, if you don't mind, I'd kind of like to be alone tonight.
Oh, I don't mind.
Dad, how can I be alone if you're sitting out here with me?
Mike, what you did was not wrong.
Oh, please. Dad, look, if I had done nothing, the coach would still have a job till the end of the semester, and Carol would still be in the running for her stupid perfect attendance award.
Mike, your mother was right. Maybe we got carried away. Before you ever got into this, I should have warned you that sometimes it can hurt when you go to the wall for a principal. There's a downside to tilting at windmills. You should have listened to your mom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're saying Mom heard you say that she was wacko.
Dan?
Thanks. Now tell me, who's coming over for dinner?
It's a secret. Now, wait a minute. You've only set 12 places of 13, then now you have to redo it.
Well, how about if I don't eat? Look at my face.
Well, at least Mr. DeWitt was an understanding principal.
Understanding? He cut my suspension from only off school one day.
One day. One day short of the perfect attendance record.
Oh, the horror.
What's going on?
What makes you think something's going on?
Maggie.
Oh, Mike, would you answer that door?
Yep.
You're Mike. Oh, it is such an honor to meet you.
It is?
Oh, and you must be Carol. It's an honor to meet...
Maggie.
Elizabeth.
Oh, we finally meet in person.
You're pregnant.
Always.
Me too.
Hello. Hello.
Long time no see.
Shut me, Wendy.
Where's your husband?
Oh, he's out in the car. He is so bullheaded. There is plenty of me to go around.
Listen, kids, I have to talk to Maggie for a minute, so could you take over the introductions?
Marie.
Marie, right.
All right, Wendy is the pushy one. Cindy, the overdeveloped one. What in turmoil is Connie?
Constant. No one cares.
Jerry's the short one. Jared's the one in pants. And Harvey's the one who just stained my blouse.
Well, I could tell you a trick that I use on Jason.
Always
works. Oh, really?
Okay.
We're talking, Jason.
Who are you people?
Jason, later.
Young.
Who's the fox in the weenie suit?
Ben. Forget him. He's no good.
Does anybody want a soft drink? Ben, take care of them.
You can do it. Oh, I just hate to lie with confession a week away.
Oh.
Well, don't think of it as a lie, Elizabeth. Remember, the whole point of this was to get Mike and your husband together. You're right. Okay, give me a minute.
So if Mike wants to apologize, why doesn't he just come out here?
Honey, I don't know, but he's waiting for you in the kitchen.
Promise? And if I let him apologize, we can go.
Coach Lovett wants a word with you in the kitchen. He wants to thank you, man to man.
So, Mike, it takes a real man to admit his mistakes.
Look, Coach, you don't have to say anymore. I'm just glad you're here.
Come on, let's see. Hold it. I believe we were here for an apology.
Oh, okay, if that's what you want.
How about two words, like I'm sorry?
Great. You gonna say I'm sorry?
You expect me to say I'm sorry?
No, just a thank you.
Why would I thank you?
Well, I did get arrested for you.
Who asked you to?
Nobody.
And now that I'm out of work, are you going to help me keep those mouths filled? Huh? Are you going to explain to my Constance why she can't have braces? Are you going to help me send out another 65 resumes?
Look, Coach, I didn't mean for you to get fired.
And I didn't mean to end up with 7 2/3 kids and no income. Not a zip. I always figured a teacher could always get a job. Not anymore. Out of those 65 schools, one offered me a job at a lot less money in California. I'd have to buy a toupee. No, thanks. I'd rather swallow my pride and call my brother-in-law and go to work with him pushing suppositories.
Coach, I only wanted to pay you back.
Pay me back for what?
I don't know. You've done a lot for me.
When you say I've done a lot for you, would that be anything like you were better off for having known me?
I mean, I wouldn't use those exact words.
But the thought behind it was something like that?
Yeah, I guess you could say that I'm better off having known you.
Is
Is there anything I can do to help get this dinner going?
Jason, there are more important things going on.
Four children just fainted over here, baby.
Look who's here.
I'll take a second to get together.
Oh, I'll help.
Yeah. Hold it, everybody. Before we start eating, I'd just like to say a few words from the heart. I just want to apologize for all the sewage I've been pumping lately. I mean, why beat around the bush? Let's face it, I've been full of...
Well, that was a very nice speech, Chris.
I'm not done. You see, the point I'm making is that I was ready to give up. I couldn't see how anything I'd done mattered. I couldn't see how teaching mattered. You know, it wasn't like that. It wasn't. People respected teachers. And there wasn't all that damn graffiti all over the place. And you could feel safe in your own home. And families stood up for their own, even if they weren't particularly fond of them. I'm not talking about your idiot brother, Elizabeth.
I think you promised us a point.
Here it is. The point is that there's still a lot of people in this world that care. And these two tables are full of them. Carol, thanks for helping to organize the sit-in. You really put your behind on the line for me.
Oh, it's nothing. Shut up, Mike.
And Mr. Seaver, thanks for working out this dinner with Elizabeth.
Oh, it was no problem, Mike. I only had to set 8 other places.
You set the table?
And Dr. Seaver, thanks for teaching Mike to sit down for what he believes in.
Pleasure was all mine.
And Mike, thanks for reminding me of why I became a teacher and why I can't give it up. How can I ever thank you?
Well, could you spare a couple of your daughters?
Not a chance.
Well, I never would forgive myself. I didn't ask.
And one last thing. I'd like to thank my Elizabeth for being a major pain in the tuchus.
Oh, Graham, anytime.
And kids, well, you know how I feel about you.
Well, we love you too, you big dumb chucklehead.
Okay, whatever happens, we're behind you all the way.
Thanks. I know we'll do just fine in Eureka, California. Let's see.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, it's official. Mike Seaver graduates from high school and says his final goodbye to Dewey High. Coming up next on Family Affair, Uncle Bill suspects that Buffy is jealous of her older sister.